Jasper, Alta. As Canada braces for the possibility of new tariffs on its exports, one U.S.-Canada relations expert said new lobbying efforts may not make much of a difference compared to the work already being done. The fact that provinces are registering to lobby is kind of peculiar to me because they do that regularly and even informally, said Chris Kakucha at the University of Lethbridge in an interview. Most provinces have international trade people that are both on the investment and the policy side that have fairly regular contact with people down there. Kakucha added that Alberta has had an office in Washington, D.C., since 2005. Ontario and Quebec also have offices there, with Manitoba intending to open one in early 2025. I'm not sure registering as a lobbyist is going to dramatically change the nature of provincial efforts in Washington to try and have any impact on what's going on, said Kakucha. They have to do something, right? But it's an extension of what's been going on for a long period of time. With President-elect Donald Trump to be inaugurated in Washington on January 20th, provincial governments are making their case to avoid tariffs as Ottawa remains in limbo. Trump has threatened to place 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico if both countries fail to tighten up border restrictions. While Parliament is prorogued and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is on the way out, provinces are scrambling to make their voices heard on Capitol Hill in a variety of ways. A handful of premiers will travel to Washington later this month to rub shoulders with U.S. senators, trading partners and energy groups in an effort to avoid tariffs. The formal negotiating trip will take place on February 12 with Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, BC Premier David Eby, Quebec Premier François Legault and Ontario Premier Doug Ford confirmed to attend. Saskatchewan is a long-standing lobbyist in Washington, with records of registration going back to 2009. Over the last 15 years, the provincial government has spent over $8 million on its lobbying efforts. Trade and energy are primary topics of interest. A recent document from the United States Senate's lobbying disclosure portal said Saskatchewan is lobbying on issues related to advancing coal technologies, advocating the use of energy and minerals produced in Saskatchewan and North American energy security. Former Ambassador to Canada David Wilkins is listed as a lobbyist for the firm Nelson, Mullins, Riley and Scarborough that has been lobbying on behalf of the Government of Saskatchewan. During an event put on by the Halifax Chamber of Commerce in December, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau praised Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe for his efforts in making a case for Canadian workers and trade with American governors. Moe's office said an announcement will be made at a later date if the Premier is to travel to Washington. Official opposition NDP leader Carla Beck said people in Saskatchewan are concerned about what tariffs would mean for their jobs, adding that the party is working actively with industry to make the case against these tariffs. We have made some initial inquiries to organizations and lawmakers in the U.S. as well, making it clear that such measures would hike costs even further and hurt industries and families on both sides of the border, said Beck in an emailed statement. Alberta, unlike its neighbor to the east, Alberta only recently started lobbying in Washington, in October 2024, its first registration in over a decade. The province is currently taking preliminary action, seeking guidance regarding U.S. engagement, according to the registration. Capital Council is the firm lobbying on behalf of the Alberta government, with Jonathan Cott taking the lead. Cott was the senior advisor and communications director for former U.S. Senator Joe Manchin, who toured Alberta's oil sands in 2022 with then-Premier Jason Kenney. The former West Virginia Democrat called for a closer relationship between the two countries on energy resources following the tour. A registration statement shows the cost of lobbying will amount to $50,000 per month. Premier Danielle Smith secured tickets to Trump's inauguration and intends to meet with energy groups, congresspeople and various officials at a Canadian embassy event. We've got a lame duck leader with no immediate plans to leave, with no resolution to who is going to be the bargaining partner, said Smith during a press conference on January 6, announcing a formal working agreement with Enbridge Pipelines Inc. I believe it's up to myself and the other premiers to make the case to the Americans ourselves in the absence of federal leadership. British Columbia. Although BC is not yet registered to lobby in the U.S., Premier David Eby told reporters earlier this week that he intends to join fellow provincial leaders in Washington. EB said the province's response to Trump's tariff threat has three components: supporting the federal government in discussions and evaluations of retaliatory tariffs, ensuring the provincial economy is adapting through expedited permitting and diversifying trade partners. It makes no sense to punish both Americans and Canadians, said EB on January 7. The reality is, we are very closely tied and we prosper by working together, so delivering that message is very key. EB said tariffs could make home building more expensive in the U.S. as BC exports lumber there. The West Coast province also exports hydro south of the border, which means tariffs could possibly make energy more expensive in certain states like California. Ontario. The Ontario government recently registered to lobby in Washington, hiring Capital Council to strengthen U.S.-Ontario bilateral relations. According to the registration document, the efforts have cost Ontario $80,000 thus far. The province lobbied south of the border from 2006 to 2009 when Liberal Dalton McGuinty was premier, spending $185,000 over the three-year period on issues of environmental policy and monitoring legislative activity with respect to trash importation. According to a registration statement, Ontario will pay a fixed amount of $54,000 per month for government relations and public affairs services. Following a meeting on January 8 with provincial leaders, Premier Doug Ford told reporters premiers are doing everything in their power to avoid tariffs. The president has really ramped up his talking points over the last day or two, and we're concerned, said Ford. But we're a very strong country. Ford said premiers are planning to meet with Trudeau and Federal Finance Minister Dominic LeBlanc next week to ensure they have a strong plan to deal with the impending tariffs. Although provincial governments are making an extra push for Canadians, Kikucha said there is still no guarantee it will change Trump's mind. The U.S. is going to do what it wants to do at the end of the day, said Kikucha. Any thought of us not getting hit with something is naive. It's going to happen, it's just a question of the scale of it and where and to what sectors.